This is hour number two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Glad to have you here today, and thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And today we're breaking format a bit. We're taking a look at a 1953 Billboard magazine disc jockey poll. It's titled All-Time Favorite Songs, and we're examining how this list stands up all these years later. And in the first hour, we had songs 30 through 16, so we pick it up at number 15, with Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's That Old Black Magic, sung here by Margaret Whiting.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame, aflame. Such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me create. Darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
That old black magic. Margaret Whiting singing song number 15 on the all-time favorites list from 1953. The song was written in 42 by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. Coming in at number 14, a song that's more widely known as an instrumental. It's In the Mood. Now, the song's origin goes back to 1929, when Wingy Minone recorded Tar Paper Stomp. Well, the main theme of that recording was picked up a few years later by composer Joe Garland, who put it into a new composition and gave it a new title, In the Mood. Not too long after that, Garland sold the number to Glenn Miller. Lyrics were added by Andy Razaf, which are sung here by the Andrews Sisters.
Mister, what you call 'em, what you doing tonight? Hope you're in the mood because I'm feeling just right. How's about a corner with a table for two, where the music's mellow and some gay rendezvous? There's no chance romancing with the blue attitude. You've got to do some dancing to get in the mood. Sister, what you call 'em, that's a timely idea. Something swingadilla would be good to my ear. Everybody must agree that dancing has charm when you have the certain one you love in your arms. Stepping out with you will be a sweet interlude, a builder-upper that will put me in the mood. In the mood, that's it, I got it. In the mood, your ear will spot it. In the mood, oh, what a hot hit. Be alive and get the jive, you've got to learn how. Hep, hep, hep. Hep like a heifer, pep, pep, pep. Hot as a pepper, step, step, step. Step like a stepper, we're muggin' and huggin'. We're in the mood now. Mister, what you call 'em, all you needed was fun. You can see the wonders that this evening has done. Your feet were so heavy till they hardly could move. Now they're light as feathers and you're right in the groove. You were only hungry for some musical food. You're positively, absolutely in the mood. Sister, what you call 'em, I'm indebted to you. It all goes to show what good influence can do. Never felt so happy and so fully alive. Seems a jam and jump. jumping is a powerful jive. The kangaroo has given me a new attitude. My heart is full of rhythm and I'm in the mood. In the mood.
That's it, cause I got it and I'm
in the mood.
Your ear will spot it when you're
in the mood.
Bobbity 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 bobbity.
Be alive and get the jive, you got to learn how. Hip, hip, hip.
Your hip like a heifer full of
pep, pep, pep.
Your heart as a pepper and you
step, step, step.
Step, step like a stepper.
We're hogging.
In the Mood by Joe Garland and Andy Razaf, with additional credits that should be given to Wingy Minone. And the story goes that after In the Mood became a hit, Minone was paid by Glenn Miller and his record company not to contest the copyright. And the version we just heard was by the Andrews Sisters. Also on the list of all-time favorite songs is an Ira Gershwin number featuring the music of Vernon Duke. It's I Can't Get Started, and this is Bunny Berrigan.
On the golf course, I'm under par. Metro-Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still, I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream, dream day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken-hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
Thank you.
The definitive version of I Can't Get Started by Bunny Berrigan. The first to sing it was Bob Hope in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1936. Coming in at number 12, the first song on the list, from Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart, Peggy Lee sings Lover.
Lover, when you're near me and I hear you speak my name softly in my ear, you breathe a flame. Lover, it's immoral, but why quarrel with our bliss when two lips of coral want to kiss? I say the devil is in you, and to resist you I try. But if you didn't continue, I would die. Lover, please be tender when your tender fears depart. Lover, please surrender to my heart. Lover, when you're near me and I hear you speak my name softly in my ear, you breathe a flame. Lover, it's immoral, but why quarrel without bliss when two lips of coral want to kiss? I say the devil is in you, and to resist you I try, but if you didn't continue,
Lover was introduced in the 1932 musical comedy Love Me Tonight by Jeanette MacDonald, but she didn't sing it romantically or powerfully, the way Peggy Lee did, but rather comically. She was trying to control an unruly horse, but the song became one of the standards for Rodgers and Hart, and one of the all-time favorite songs that we're featuring today on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're playing the top 30 all-time favorite songs. According to an old survey we found in Billboard magazine, this was back in 1953, done by DJs all across the nation. And June Christie sings song number 11, How High the Moon.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Until it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night will shine if you would come to me soon. way too, until it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon, until you will.
June Christie, How High the Moon. Lyrics by Nancy Hamilton and music by Morgan Lewis. And featured in the 1940 Broadway Review, Two for the Show. Well, we're into the top 10 now, and it's another moon song. It's Rodgers and Hart's Blue Moon. This is Julie London.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart. Without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
London singing Blue Moon from Rodgers and Hart. Now, the original version was written in 1934 for the film Hollywood Party, but it was never recorded. A second version of the song was recorded for Manhattan Melodrama, but it didn't become a hit. But the third time was the charm, as Lawrence Hart was persuaded to add more romantic lyrics, and when it was used on the radio show Hollywood Hotel, it became a smash. Here's another Cole Porter song at number 9. It's Night and Day, featuring Fred Astaire.
Thank you. jungle shadows fall, like the tick-tick-tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall, like the drip-drip-drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
Fred Astaire, backed by the Leo Reisman Orchestra, and Night and Day. Cole Porter wrote the song for the 1932 musical Gay Divorce, and he claimed that an Islamic call to worship that he heard on a trip to Morocco was the inspiration for the song. Night and Day, number 9 on our all-time favorite songs list. Coming in at number 8 is Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson's September Song, done by Walter Houston.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in place of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. And I haven't got time for the waiting game. And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September, November, and these few golden days I'd share with you. These golden days I'd share with you. And the wine dwindles down to a precious brew. September, November, and these few vintage years I'd share with you. These vintage years I'd share with you.
With the music by Kurt Weill and the lyrics from Maxwell Anderson, Walter Houston sang September Song in the 1938 Broadway musical Knickerbocker Holiday. We're playing the all-time great songs on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're counting down a 1953 Billboard magazine survey of the nation's DJs of their all-time favorite songs. Some of the 30 top songs would still be there today, others might not. And over the years, we may have moved some of the songs higher, dropped some lower. And of course, there's the song since 1953 that we would consider too. Well, it's an interesting study, and we're at number 7 right now with April in Paris. This is Dinah Shore.
April's in the air,
But here in Paris, April wears a different gown. You can see her waltzing down the street. The tang of wine is in the air. I'm drunk with all the happiness that spring can give. Never dreamed it could be so exciting to live. April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to
that was Dinah Shore with Andre Previn on piano and April in Paris, a song composed by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg for the 1932 musical Walk a Little Faster. And seeing Harburg's name brings to attention that Over the Rainbow is not on this list. I think that would definitely be there today. All right, continuing up the countdown, we're at number 6, and a song that was inspired by a movie theme. This is Laura by the Woody Herman Orchestra.
See, she very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
David Raskin wrote the notes, Johnny Mercer wrote the words to Laura, published in 1945. It was adapted from the theme of the 1944 film of the same name. Well, we've reached the top five of our all-time favorite songs list. From the Cole Porter musical Jubilee, Begin the Begin. This is by Mildred Bailey.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin the begin, to live it again is past all endeavor. Except when that tune clutches my heart, and there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to dispense the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the begin. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the begin, oh yes, let them begin the begin, make them play, till the stars that were there before return above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you, and we suddenly know what heaven we're in. When they begin the begin, when they begin the begin.
It was actress June Knight who introduced Begin the Begin in Cole Porter's musical Jubilee in 1935. And that was Mildred Bailey and her octet. Song number four was an instrumental hit first, when the radio duo known as the Sweethearts of the Air, Peter DeRose and Mary Singe, introduced the piano composition. Well, over the next few years, Deep Purple was one of the top-selling sheet music pieces. And in 1939, Mitchell Parrish added the words. Here's the Larry Clinton Orchestra, featuring the vocals of B. Wayne.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of a memory. wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover,
Wayne at the microphone with the Larry Clinton Orchestra and Deep Purple. Song number 4 on our all-time favorites list on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a reminder about the show website. It's oldtimesradio.com. Be sure to follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. And today it's been a special edition of the show, as we've been counting down a Billboard magazine survey from 1953 of the nation's DJs of their all-time favorite songs. And coming in at number 3 is Body and Soul. This is Ruth Etting.
I'm lost in the dark. Where is the spark for my love? I'm lost in the night, holding the light of my love. The heavens opened and closed, as well I might have supposed. And I am left in this abandon, so far removed from all that I had planned on. My days have grown so lonely, for I have lost my one and only. My pride has been humbled, but I am his body and soul. I was a mere sensation, my house of cards had no foundation, although it has tumbled. I still am his body and soul. What lies before me? The future is stormy, a winter that's gray and old. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic. magic undercut the tale that's been told so often. My life revolved about him. What earthly good am I without him? My castles have crumbled, but I am his body and soul. What lies before me, the future is stormy, a winter that's gray and old. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic, and echo the tale that's been told so often. My life revolves about him. What earthly good am I without him? My castles have crumbled, but I am his body and soul.
That's Ruth Etting and Body and Soul. Written in 1930 by Edward Heyman, Robert Sauer, Frank Iton, and Johnny Green, and introduced in the musical review, Three's a Crowd. The youngest song on our list comes in at number 2, from 1946, Tenderly, done by Sarah Vaughan.
Trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by. Can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and close me inside. Tenderly, your arms open wide and close me.
Sarah Vaughan doing Tenderly, written by Walter Lloyd Gross with lyrics by Jack Lawrence. And now we're up to the number one song on the Billboard 1953 disc jockey poll of all-time favorite songs. It was composed by Hoagy Carmichael in 1927 at a popular hangout on the campus of Indiana University, and he wrote it as a peppy mid-tempo jazz number. A couple of years later, Mitchell Parrish added lyrics, and the tune was transformed into a sentimental ballad. Our number one song is Stardust, and it's performed by Nat King Cole.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Nat King Cole with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and Stardust, the all-time favorite song of the nation's DJs back in 1953. Well, that'll close out today's special edition of the show. We'll see you next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.